Can a luxury boutique portrait experience involve dangling strands of Mastiff drool? We think so. Urban Dog Studio is a collaboration between Lori Elmer and Nikki Knowlton, two photographers with more than 20 years of experience and zero fear of slobber. With our complementary styles and shared passion for pets, we work together to bring you a one-of-a-kind experience. Your dog will adore being the star of his session, and you'll go home with indelible memories and heirloom quality artwork guaranteed to make you smile. Reach out today to book your session. You can find us at urbandogstudio.com.
Are you a dog owner who only wants the best for your furry family member? Looking for expert information on topics ranging from how to keep your dog safe and healthy to where to go for the best pup cups in Tampa Bay? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to your resource for news and information to help your dogs live their best life. And now, your hosts, pet photographers, owners of Urban Dog Studio, pet industry insiders, and doting dog moms, Lori Elmer and Nikki Knowlton. Are you ready? Sit, stay. Let's bark about it, Tampa Bay.
Welcome to episode number 62 of Let's Bark About It, Tampa Bay. Lori Elmer here with my wonderful co-host, Nikki Knowlton. We're the owners and photographers of Urban Dog Studio, Tampa Bay's premier pet photography studio.
Hey, everyone. If you're a baseball fan, like me, or just looking for a new and unique way to spend time with your dog, you're going to love today's guest.
You've got that right, Nikki. We have Stefan Thomas, the Director of Promotions for the Tampa Bay Rays, joining us today, and we're thrilled to have him on the show to tell us all about the Dog Days at the Rays event. So get ready to hear how our dogs can join us while we watch our hometown team in person at the Trop.
Stefan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Thanks. So before we jump into the event and all the dog fun, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, this is my 13th season with the Tampa Bay Rays. Originally grew up in California and was kind of one of those people who, you know, always wanted to work in sports once I realized it wasn't good enough to actually play sports. It's all I've ever done. I originally, right after college, I did an internship with the Devil Rays at that time in 2006. Then from there, I worked in college athletics for 5 years in North Dakota State, so in Fargo, North Dakota. So a very different atmosphere than being in Florida. And then I came back here before 2012. So it's really been a fun time and just kind of love baseball, love sports, and love the Tampa Bay area.
That's awesome. So I guess it's a little colder up in Fargo, yeah.
just a little bit. California to Fargo to Florida transition. I've been in all the climates, but this is a lot nicer than Fargo.
Right.
Fargo's great. Fargo's great. Great place to visit, try not to visit in the winter.
Right. That's tough. Yeah.
I've never been.
A little bit tough. I have been, but not during those months.
No. California, yes, but not up north.
So
anyway,
we've heard a lot of people rumbling in a good way about dog days at the Rays. Of course, we know a lot of dog people. So we see a lot of people posting on social media. Does anybody have tickets? They're sold out. Can I buy tickets? So it's a very popular event. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, Dog Day at the Rays, it's an event that's going on since 2012. So over a decade of Dog Day events that we've been hosting. It's a really fun activity for people to bring their dog to the ballpark to experience a game. It's, you know, one of two days a year where we get that opportunity to have your dog join you at a baseball game. The kind of cool thing is it's all the dogs are together. So it's over in our 300 level in our party deck is where all the dogs and humans get to sit. And like you mentioned, it's a really popular ticket. It's an event that sells out every year. We just had our first one on April 14th and it sold out, you know, a couple weeks in advance of the event. So it's one of those days where I would say like, hey, make sure you buy in advance. Our next one just went on sale. It's June 30th. It's the first one we're actually doing it in the summer. So the demand for it has just increased to the point where we're trying to do them a little bit more often. June 30th, you have that opportunity and tickets are on sale now. So make sure you get a chance to buy in advance.
I have a question because I haven't been to one, but I've seen it advertised and obviously people talking about it. So it's only a certain deck. It's not the whole trot full of people and their dogs.
Yeah, it's just in the
because 300 that's
level,
what
yeah.
I pictured. I was like, oh my god, that's a lot of dogs.
Yeah, it's a little okay. easier with the cleanup to be all in just one area. Right. So yeah, basically we block off that section. It's only for and it's about. Okay. 800 people, the capacity, accounting for humans and dogs and everything. Mm-hmm. So a limited number of space, but yeah, it's up in the party deck.
Oh, okay.
So what was the inspiration for the raise to create this special event for all of us dog people out here?
Well, I think, in general, Tampa Bay is such a like dog community. So it kind of just made like a natural fit for us and baseball and dogs and just trying to bring a lot of people's passions together. A lot of what we want to do is we want to tie into their passion outside of baseball and hopefully baseball can tie into, and animals and dogs are like a lot of people's pride and joy. So we just want to try to connect everything that people really love and are passionate about.
I love that. I love that. And obviously the fans have responded because you're selling out. So that's really cool. And when people are coming with their pet, what activities or amenities can they expect during the event?
Yeah, there's some fun activities. When we had our last event, we have the mascots out there, our Ray teams out there. So Raymond and DJ Kitty, which is always funny to see how the DJ Kitty reacts to the dogs and the dogs react to DJ Kitty. And then we also set up and make it as easy as possible for our dogs. So we set up dog relief stations that are outside. And then there's water because there's a walk up to Helix because there's a special entrance for the dogs to make it as easy as possible. So they have water stations on the way to make it as comfortable because it's a little bit of a walk going up to the 300 level.
All right. So we have just a quick little story about Raymond and dogs. So we do. So back in, I guess it was 2020, Nikki, or was it 21 by the time we did the race?
I think it was still 2020.
So Nikki and I, we published a book called Dogs of the Berg. And one of the portrait sessions that we did that was included in the book, we actually have a whole section in the book about sports. We photographed one of your team members' dogs on the field for the book, right on the mound.
But it was so much fun.
We had a blast. We were the only ones there. Like they turned the lights on for us. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, they cleaned the field. It was really great. I get to brag to my dad all the time because I'm interrupting Lori, but my dad and I go to the Rays games. He comes over from Orlando and we go to the Rays games. My uncle comes into town and I get to sit there and brag like, hey, yeah, I've been down there.
We were on home plate. We were on the pitcher's mound. Well, this dog did not like Raymond. Was afraid of him. And one of the things that we wanted to do was get a photograph of the two of them together. We did finally make it happen. We had to be patient. And Raymond was amazing. He was so good helping this dog feel okay with this crazy looking creature. But it was pretty funny because it was one of your team members' dogs. And we're thinking, this dog is going to be fine because the dog had been to the stadium before. And well,
I know Raymond is the best. And I always laugh and joke that like, and no matter how many times you like go to games, like being on the field is still just so cool. It's such a cool experience to be on the field. It's like I never want to lose that thing. I was like, man, I don't get to do this all that often, but being down here on the field where the players are is just a cool feeling.
We actually had a 4-page spread. It was a 4-page spread in the book about the Rays and
awesome.
And everything. So
I need to check out the book now.
You do. So,
yeah, we'll make sure you see a copy. Should be some there, but if not, we can work that out.
Yeah. I think the dog was just wondering what the heck Raymond is. And I know, but I'm always like, what the heck is he?
He's a sea dog. It's his origin story. He was found in the Gulf of Mexico, and the people who found him brought him to the Rays to become a mascot. So.
That was perfect. It was such a perfect tie-in for our book. So Nikki, you'll have to reread the text because I'm pretty sure we talk about what Raymond.
Oh no, like I said, I know what he is. I know what he is, but you still see him and you're like, what the heck are you?
Right. He's sure fun. Every he's dog fun and energy. That's what he is.
Oh my gosh. He's so much fun. And I actually had a DJ Kitty. Anyway, I've gone to enough games where I've had the onesies and the pillow helmets and all
that.
Yeah,
I think
stuff,
I've got the DJ Kitty hat. Like it pulls over and you can see through it. So
yeah,
my nephew hasn't stolen it from me yet.
The DJ Kitty onesie was like such a popular item for us. And then later this season on August 9th, we have this this kind of weird giveaway, but it's like the Flappy Boy zip up that's kind of like a stingray that has like white arms and stuff.
August 9th?
August 9th. Yeah, that's another fun one. Put that on your calendar.
I'm writing it down right now. Oh my God. Right. I go those for the things.
Right. That is so funny. Well, while Nikki's making a note in the calendar for that one, one thing that I really appreciated that you all have done is you're not just opening it up and, you know, you're being very careful and very responsible about it. So just let our listeners know, what are the special guidelines or rules that dogs and dog owners have to follow in order to participate in this really cool event?
Yeah, there's a waiver on our website that has kind of all the things, but the biggest thing is we just want all the dogs to be up to date on their records, you know, and obviously you know that your dogs are going to be around other people. So, you know, if you have a dog that's a little bit more aggressive, maybe dog day isn't like the best, you know, best space for them, but being up to date on your records, signing the waiver. Then also, if you're somebody out there who just loves dogs, you can come up and visit in the dogs in the party deck without, you know, if your dog may not want to be there, you can still come check out the event. So you could have a regular ticket, then just come up to the party deck and sign your waiver and you can come out and kind of experience it. Cause it's just kind of fun and cool to be around all the dogs in that atmosphere.
Right. Yeah. It sounds amazing. So let me ask on the having the records up to date, do people need to bring in a paper copy of their vaccinations or can they have a digital? Can it be on their phone? Do they have to upload it to the website first?
No, it's just a part of the waiver process. It's just something that once you sign the waiver, you just kind of, you're saying that, hey, my dog is up to date on the record. So it's not, nobody's checking the records, you know, physically or anything, but it's just something that we ask everybody to be up to date.
So it's an honor system on the vaccines, but you are letting people know that you do require that their dogs be vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think I also saw on the site where you had a list of if your dog is this, this, and this, then they're good to go. If your dog is this, this, and this, then you probably shouldn't be here. So there were some really, I think, valuable guidelines where it's talking about, you know, your dog is cool around a lot of people and noises and your dog gets along with other dogs because it's tight quarters, right? Because these people are sitting in their seats and their dogs are kind of right in front of them. So
can you buy an extra ticket?
There's no social distancing here.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you buy an extra ticket for your lab? Let's say I have what if we took Boogie? He's 100-something pounds.
Boogie would need his whole row.
He would need a row. Nobody would sit with us. So do people buy tickets for their dogs? Do dogs get seats too?
Yeah. So
do people do that?
Yeah. So the general capacity up in that area is like 1,300 people. So we kind of accommodate for, you know, there's enough space for a human and a dog and different sized dogs. So we kind of play with the number just to make sure that there's enough space and comfortable for everybody.
Okay. And then I have another question because on here it says that they need to be able to walk, you know, a certain distance and go up the ramps. Can people do stroller dogs or do they, you know what I'm talking about, the little dog and the little stroller.
Yeah, yeah. And
like
they
my
do.
Friends.
Yeah, they do that and they definitely can take the ramp up. And even if the dog really has issues walking, we do have the ability to like take the elevator up to the 300 level.
Okay.
But for the most part, we try to push people up the helix to walk.
Okay.
Awesome. And here's a topic nobody ever wants to talk about. What if your dog has to potty and the game has started and they need to go? Like, do you have a spot for them?
We do. Our doggy relief station, we partner with this group, Yard Guards on Duty is their name. And we basically have two outdoor areas from our party deck where basically they lay down like the fake grass and they put down like a little mini fire hydrant and stuff. And they can go out there and like handle their business and stuff. And then obviously dogs are like babies sometimes, so there's the occasional accident and stuff. So also there to like clean up in case that happens and stuff. So we try to think of everything, make sure it's as good of an experience as possible for everybody.
Oh, I love that. Okay. I love that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people do their best to have their dogs relieve themselves before they go in, but you know, it's exciting and it can be a little bit stressful. And so just having a place just to be able to take your dog for a potty break or even just to cool off is really cool.
I've taken my dog before and he's a very, very anxious, anxiety-filled dog. And he was definitely a nervous type. So he did his one and done. He did his one. It's like, oh, he might like this.
What type of dog is he? Tell us about him.
Yeah, a Boston Terrier.
Okay.
Yeah, Boston Terrier, 12 years old now.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so he's getting old, but we did it
when he was named
Bennett.
Bennett. Yeah, I like
yeah.
it.
So yeah, Bennett's he's a good guy. We experienced it with him. We like checked it off the list, realized this is not an event for him.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a lot because there's a lot of, I mean, there's
a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. There's
noises and you know, it's a whole different scene. So I can see where some dogs that aren't used to getting out could be a little bit.
Yeah, oh, and that's just him. He doesn't like dog parks. He's like the cat dog. We joke all the time that he's more comfortable at home.
That makes sense. So tell me, which party deck is that? The one over by the raised tank?
It's the one kind of up in left field. If you go kind of all the way up in the 300 level. So right now the 300 level is closed outside of the one section of the party deck and stuff. So that's the area kind of where all the dogs get to hang out.
Okay.
So and that's not even an area where you. For you, I mean, part of it, I think, has traditional seating, but there's also an area where you have tables and like you can set up a buffet. And
so that's actually a little bit lower. So we're kind of thinking like in the regular outfield, it's kind of the 100 level, and then you kind of go up. So right now, the easiest way is kind of you go up the helix to get to the 300 level.
Right.
That's kind of where it is, kind of at the top of the stadium.
All right. Yeah. I just wonder how many of the retrievers get so excited that there's even a ball anywhere in that place. And if they even pay attention or if they just sit there and they don't care because they would rather be eating the popcorn that falls on the ground and that type of stuff. So,
yeah, there was a fun story on a fan reached out to our social team on TikTok. And they have a 13-year-old retriever, and the dog's name is Rafi. And they were like, I've been to dog day in the past, and my dog is getting old, and we're sold out of tickets. Is there any way that, you know, the Rays can, like, I'm shooting my shot right now on TikTok and seeing if there's anybody. And that message got sent to us by, like, I felt like everybody in the world. she actually just posted something, but we were able to get a ticket for 13-year-old Rafi, and he came out the dog day and put like together this really sweet reel that made me want to cry this morning when I looked at it and stuff. So I'm just happy
to
make
go find it now.
Stuff. Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh,
cool.
I love that.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah, I know some of the dogs that we've met would definitely want to chase the ball if they saw it.
Yeah.
So you'd have to hold on tight. They would be looking for a way down onto that field to run after it. I love that. This is just such a cool event. And I really appreciate you coming on to share it with us. And one of the other things that I think is really cool that you've done, and I don't know if you do it every time, but some of the rescues that we work with, I know that they've been able to purchase blocks of tickets at a discounted rate that they can then resell so that they're able to raise funds for their rescue. Is that something that you all are continuing to do as well?
You know, that's run through our community team. I know we've worked with Pet Pal and SPCA in the past and stuff. And sometimes every event's like slightly different. But I know that those are organizations that we always support and always are willing to do stuff with. And I guess one other thing I did forget to mention earlier on like the ticket packages. Once you buy a ticket, you also get an item, like a dog themed item and stuff with it. So you get the ticket to the game, but you also get an item. So there's cool bandanas and dog leashes and kind of different like water bowls and stuff, so you get a little prize for your dog too when you
okay, a little swag
day.
Going
a little,
on
a little swag going on,
yeah.
Is there anything special in like the food, like you know, there's peanuts and popcorn and all the Cracker Jack stuff, and is there something for the dogs? Is there dog treats?
I don't think there was one for this one this last Sunday, but we've had it in the past. So I know we're trying to figure out the right thing for the dogs
right
and
formula.
Get the puppy treats and everything else out there. But there's a little bit of fun for dogs too. Yes.
Right.
Okay. Dippin' Dots for the dogs.
Well, I would imagine you have to be a little bit careful with that too, because different dietary restrictions or different, you know, the dogs, you don't want them all going for it all at once, right? It's not like you can just put them out in bowls, right? It would be a free for all. That's just too funny. And is this something that's unique to the Rays, or are there other franchises that are doing the same or similar?
Yeah, it's pretty common in baseball for teams to host a couple events throughout the year. I don't know if it's as much in like some of the arena sports or like football and stuff. It's kind of one that lends itself a little bit more to baseball. Mm-hmm. But when, you know, being an indoor facility, when we first started it, we were like, how does this work? So it took a little bit of convincing for us to get it going. Just being indoors is just a little bit different experience for us than most other places and stuff.
Right.
So we were happy we were able to figure it out. And, you know, a decade of the Dog Days has been really fun.
Right. Well, and thankfully you were able to figure it out because, you know, that's a long time to sit out in Florida's hot sun. So I'm sure everybody appreciates being in the air conditioning.
Right?
What a great event to be able to take your well-socialized dog for several hours of just fun and hanging out with other dogs and watching the Rays play. I mean, yeah, it's an awesome event to go to. So
hopefully watching the Rays win.
Yeah, they won Dog Day number one this year. So they played really well. So hopefully they won Dog Day number two in June.
I'm all about the Rays winning.
Yeah. Well, you know, even when they don't,
it's still a good time.
It's still so much fun to just go out and watch the game and, you know.
Yeah, baseball is about memories.
It's fun.
Winning makes everything a little sweeter, but the memories are still there either way.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely, like I said, I go with my dad. I've got some great memories. I've gotten hit by a foul ball. So that was fun. he has it on a shelf. So yay. Right.
Where did it hit you?
It went over my head. I lost track of it. It hit an upper railing, came back down, hit me in the arm, went past my arm into my cider cup, and then bounced back out and hit me again. Both times hurt really, really bad. And I'm just going to tell the story really quick. My dad, the whole game was like, and even before the game, so at dinner, we have a whole, you know, tradition that we do. So he's like, I just want a foul ball. I just want to catch it. I'll give it to the kid next to me. Cause you see the kids, they always want one. He's like, I just want it. And I'll give it to any of the kids that's near me. And I'm like, he just kept going on and on and on. And the balls are just flying everywhere and, you know, missing him, of course. And he's just going, talking about it. And this one just comes out of nowhere and just beans me twice, spills my drink. And of course, my whole family's laughing, like, of course. And then he's like, he takes the ball. He doesn't give it to anybody. He doesn't even give it to me. He has it on his shelf with a picture of us with the ball. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
That's okay. We've got photos of us on home plate. And
yeah, no,
mound, so it's okay.
I'd rather have the story, but it's
right.
I feel for anybody that gets hit with that directly because, like I said, it hit the railing and then came back at me. So, and now I kind of flinch every time the ball.
You have to keep your eye on the ball, Nikki, and then it won't hit you.
Yeah, you sit there and try to watch one of those pop up and keep. Yeah, no. You don't see the one that hits you.
Well, if you had a dog with you, your dog would have caught it.
There you go.
Right?
True.
Yeah.
Have you seen my dog?
Not your dogs. That's true. Not your dogs.
Baseballs are bigger than my dog.
Too funny. Anyway. What up? Yeah, just we love this event. We hope everybody tries, you know, with dogs, takes advantage of getting out there and just enjoying the game with their dog. And yeah. And Stefan, thanks again for coming on the show. This was wonderful. And we hope to hear all the stories from all of our dog loving friends who have gone out to the game. And we will find a way for you to take a look at that book, Stefan, so you can see the spread with Raymond and our dog model.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. Remember everybody, get your dog day tickets in advance. Don't miss
in
out.
Right?
Yes. Buy them now.
All right. Well, thanks everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Let's Bark About It Tampa Bay. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to leave a review. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on our upcoming episodes. Be sure to visit our website at www.urbandogstudio.com for show notes and links to resources discussed in this episode. Thanks for being a part of this dog-loving community. Now go give your dog a cookie, a belly rub, and say hi from us.